Morning. Today is Monday, April 23rd, 2018. We are assembled in the Board of County Commissioners meeting room. President or Commissioner Hare and Commissioner DeYoung, and we're here for item
Hold
number.
On. Oops. I'm Commissioner Morgan.
Excuse me, Miss.
I have hair.
I was going to. Well, it's, we have Commissioner Hare, we have Finance Director Arthur O'Hare, and then we have Commissioner No Hare. So,
yeah.
We're all set. So Commissioner Morgan is here, Commissioner DeYoung is here. We're here for item number one, resolution number 2018-025. And we are actually here as the convening as a governing body of the 4-H Extension Service District. And we're here for resolution number 2018-025 in the matter of appointments to the Josephine County 4-H Extension Service District Budget Committee. And we have John Punches. John, want to give us a lowdown?
Good morning, John Punches. Budget officer for the district, and I work for Extension Service. So yeah, this is part of the normal budget process. We have a person who rotates off the Extension Service Budget Committee each year. We try to keep those on a three-year cycle. This is Peter Pernarelli. He is rotating off, but is willing to serve a second term, which is permissible within our stuff. So,
okay.
So he has resubmitted his application. Do you have an updated application that was provided to you? And you notice that the term runs from April 29th, which is a day after the end of his official term, through June 30 of 2020. That's to get it onto a cycle that ends at the end of the fiscal year. He still ends up serving three budget cycles within that, because we'll have a budget committee meeting this May, we'll have one next May, and then one in May of 2020. So he'll get three more meetings out of that. So that'll get all of our positions now onto something that matches the budget cycle instead of that kind of arbitrary date,
perfect,
which just came about because that's when we wrote up the first one of these years ago.
So you say he is a current budget member?
He is a current budget committee member.
He didn't put that on his application.
He didn't.
No, I thought that was interesting. I thought his background was suffice to serve,
yeah,
but
yeah,
he didn't mention he was a current, I thought he was a new applicant.
No, he's been on for 3 years.
How so funny.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Shows what I remember from last year. Was he here?
He was.
Gosh, I don't remember him. My bad.
Yeah, he actually asked a bunch of questions, so.
Yeah, no, that's good. Well, his application was good. I was ready to support him. I read it before you got here, but it was just a matter of, nothing said he was current.
Of course, if I get ready to run for commissioner again, I probably won't say anything about my first term either. Change my name or I'll go again. Okay, well, Commissioner Morgan, do you have any other questions at all?
I don't. Like I said, I read the background and I was ready to endorse it without knowing he was a current member, so that'll even be better.
And we can vote on this today. So
So I make a motion that we adopt the resolution appointing Peter Pernarelli to the Budget Committee through June 30th, 2020.
I second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, aye.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you want to sign this? We can sign this today. Simon's not here. Commissioner Hare's not here.
He won't sign it anyhow since he didn't vote.
Yeah,
and we'll sign it.
Yeah, that'll be great.
We'll get that done.
And I have no other business for today. I'm going to work with your staff, and we're going to figure out what sets of minutes didn't actually get approved and bring those to the next actual meeting of you guys as the district governing body. So the next meeting in May is the budget committee meeting.
Actually, the budget meeting.
And,
yeah,
and then after that, in June, when we do the adoption, I'll make sure that's when we'll do all of the updates.
That'll catch everything up.
Yep.
We'll be right up to the...
Yeah. Yep.
Normal fiscal year.
And then just also too for May, we've planned that for a little bit of additional time. That's the session this year when I'll bring faculty in and have them give you an update on what they've done in the past year. And we'll have a new person coming in to introduce. We hired Sarah Runkle to be our new Master Gardener Coordinator and Small Farms person located here in this Grants Pass office.
Cool.
The gal who'd been doing that, Karen Pleasant, retired, and so we've got a new person in, and she started on April 1, so she'll be here for the next meeting, I hope. So that's what I have this morning. Any questions, thoughts?
Cool.
No, I mean, as the fairgrounds is having discussions about master plan, have you guys been involved with any of those, or?
So not heavily to date, although the fellow who's on the fair board and kind of leading the charge on that was one of our master gardener trainees this year.
Okay.
So I've had a number of conversations with him.
I might clarify that. You know, one of the things that they're going ahead on the master plan is I encourage, in fact, instructed them. I says your master plan needs to be only the footprint that the fairgrounds takes up now, not any of the surrounding stuff,
okay,
which is where 4-H and Three River Schools and all of that, that's off limits to them. I said, you concentrate on what you want to do with your buildings on the actual fairgrounds as that footprint is, because the other stuff could change at some point.
But the urban renewal district is encompassing the rest of it.
And that's why we kind of, I don't want them to bring in a master plan that includes, well, the bus sheds is going to go and we're going to put in all new dairy barns over there, all new livestock or anything like that. Just stay with the footprint you now, that they now utilize, because that other footprint could change with the fact that we're in there, that we're in the urban renewal district. So that, I think, and that's Mark Overstein, I think? Yeah. And he's a hard charger. That, you've been to a couple of the meetings. That fair board's on fire.
Yep.
Holy cow. Yeah.
So Sue will probably be the one that is the local contact for that, because she's here in this office. My term, I think I've mentioned this before, but my term as regional administrator is ending on June 30th. So
really?
I'll go through this budget cycle. But
what's next?
Extension
then?
Reorganized its districts, and this one kind of got partially put into a district with Klamath County, and one of my other counties got put into one north, and I'm going to go do a different job for OSU. So
wow.
So
well, good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. So your new regional director for this area will be Willie Riggs. He's lives over in Klamath County. Great guy, lots of experience with extension, so you'll get a good
person
coming
in. We'll check him out with the commissioners over there. We'll see how
I think he's pretty tight with them, so he'll be a good guy, and so he'll pick up following me. We'll make a smoothest transition there as we can, but we'll get through the end of this budget cycle before any of that transition occurs.
Good. Well, good luck to you, and thanks. Wherever you go.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
You said you hired a small garden.
Small farms.
Yeah. So where does hemp come into play with that? With OSU is starting to do some hemp research and stuff.
So OSU has some authorization to do some hemp research and is. Mm-hmm. And so there may be some outcome from that we can do in the field. But right now they're very tightly restricting what we can do in the field. We can't do anything associated with cannabis yet. But there are some things that can be done with hemp, but that's really centralized through the university at this point. So I don't know that there's any specific things that Sarah would directly be able to do, but she'll be tied in better. And when she...
Yeah. That's just a curious question. There's some hemp organizations in the community that have been talking about some other economic opportunities that producing byproducts and various things that, you know, what could potentially jobs come out of that. Mm-hmm. So just curious.
I have heard of cannabis, not a great number, but some of the cannabis growers are saying, no money in cannabis, we're going to go to growing hemp. You know, which, you know, maybe that's a transition for them. I guess the two grow pretty much the same, but I don't know anything about any of it. So.
Well, I'll let Sarah know that you're interested in that and ask her to do a little checking in advance so that when she comes, she can be prepared to answer what kind of capacity we have.
Yeah, just if it's going there or not. So.
Okay, good.
Thank you. Well, good luck, and we'll see you
soon. We'll get this signed. Wendy, do we have the ability to get this signed right away? Yeah. And with that, we are adjourned. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
I appreciate everything, and we are going to adjourn the governing body of the Forest Extension Service District.
At
9:08.